Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I don't get tired of saying that. The more I learn of him, the more I see how he thinks, and he's always up to something good. He's persuading everybody that loves him to reach their full potential. Some do. Some people actually follow God and they rely on him. What the Lord put on my heart today was the reliance. How when you trust God, you know, the definition of trust is reliance. You're looking to him. Faith looks to God. Everybody that has faith, it's a supernatural instinct to look to God. What does he have to say? I'm going to obey him. And last broadcast, we talked about aspects of relying on the Lord, how it blesses your life. And many people were not taught. There's not much revelation out there about trust. There is some, but not like faith. See, if you have faith in God and you can believe, you can get out of your problem, and it'll help your life. It suggests to always trust God. But whatever people are focusing on, they'll try to use their faith to get out of problem after problem after problem. But when you look to the Lord and rely on what he sees, he can guide you. He can navigate you through what you see. We live on the ground. We only see a few thousand feet in front of us. There's obstacles all around. And around these obstacles, that can be something to bless us or curse us. Even in the lives of people, we can't even judge accurately a tear from a wheat. Some of our best friends can be a tear. Sometimes people are married to a tear. The enemy sold them into your life to hold you back from doing God's business. They won't grow up. They're immature. They, you know, those are characteristics of tares and also weak Christians. So you really can't tell. You have to rely on God, especially when dealing with people. And you can't look at the person, how wonderful they are, how beautiful they are, or how they act. Even God-fearing Christians can be grumpy sometimes. So you can easily misjudge somebody trying to do God's work. If Jesus said, if he said don't judge, then we're not qualified for that. We rely on the Holy Spirit for that. But when people think they're so smart that they can figure things out and they know what people are, they're judging the intent of the heart. And people are quick these days to do that. But God is perfectly accurate. What he tells me about people, I believe it. And they usually confirm it. And then I make my decision and judgments in that order. And I don't have any problems that way. Some people take serpents for pets. First of all, you can't trust a serpent. They don't care about you. They care about themselves. You have to look. People will act like you want them to get what they're after. Only God can judge something like that. Now, relying on the Lord is for a much greater purpose than trying to figure out who a tare is. Tares are a factor. That's the only reason I mention it. It's not that important. Because if you follow God, you're going to be fine. God can navigate you around that path and give you wisdom. and you'll say the right thing, and they'll either get saved or leave your life. One thing that all tares have in common, they don't like Jesus. Even if they say they're Christians, they still don't like him. When you operate in the character of God, they will leave. It will aggravate them. There is enmity between God's seed and Satan's seed. And if you follow God, they'll see. John said this. He said in chapter 2, they left us to show us that they're not of us. See, when the rapture happens, only God's going to take his own people. Some people will be left because they love this world somewhere and they won't repent from it. If you trust God, if you learn who he is and you learn him, if you learn his ways, if you rely on him, the Holy Spirit can easily guide you and you'll stick with him. See, once he do the guidance and you receive what he's saying, then it becomes your job to act on it. When you act on it, now you're living by faith, based on trust. And that's how it works. When you act on trust, it becomes faith. Trust is the foundation of your next step in faith. Some people, they have faith. They are fully capable of making the next perfect step. But they will not because they refuse to trust God in that area for whatever reason. And it goes right back to the hearts, the four hearts, the four souls. You can love something so much. You can love a procedure so much that you won't deviate from it. So when the Lord show you, go this way, and that procedure's in your heart. The methods of doing things can be so strong that you shield your heart from what God is really promoting you into or guiding you to do something. And you sense that, well, this is going to hurt people's feelings. Sometimes in a church, God has to do surgery to cut out the cancer. Jesus did this. The people kept following him, trying to make a king out of him several times. And they followed him, they listened to his word. But they weren't receiving the word. They were after the fish and the loaves. So he said, if you don't eat my blood, eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And most of them got up, picked up their belongings and left and never came back. Now watch this. Then he turned to his own disciples and said, will you leave also? And Peter and his disciples said, Lord, we don't have anywhere else to go. When people leave a church, it looks like failure. It's designed to look like failure. If God say do something, you safe. I learned you can rely on him. There's a peace. There is a peace in relying on the Lord. And living it, that peace stems from that sincere love. That sincere love, Lord, I trust you more than my procedures, my way of doing things, my understanding, my judgment. I'm trying to understand you, and I'm trying to understand your word and do all of your word. And I think a certain way. But what you say trumps everything I believe. What you say do is more important. I found that's why I say the Lord is always moving by his spirit. He's going in the same direction. And though his methods of doing things may look different, but it'll get you exactly. I had to learn to obey God just because he said do it. See, when you do a radio broadcast or website, you don't get an amen while you're preaching. You have to learn to get over encouragement. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord and go forward. And that's what I learned to do. You can learn whatever you have to do. You just have to do it. And you'll find out it works. But you'll never get to know the Lord unless you step out there in reliance. You have faith. We all share the measure of faith. But if you have faith, learn to rely on the Lord. Follow His judgment. And the reason people don't follow Him, because they don't trust Him. And they don't trust Him because they don't see other people not trusting. I mean, they don't see other people trusting. And they're skeptical. And people are always skeptical. And they don't trust the Lord like they could. But if you follow through with what He's saying, it works. Everything that He's doing works. Everything you see can work. But if you trust yourself, your judgment, your path, the path of others, you fear what other people may do. If God is saying do it, then all those tares that He would have driven out of your way are going to be right there in your face to hinder you. Now, trusting God don't always drive away tares. I'm just using that for an example. Think of it this way. Whatever needs to happen, if you don't trust God, you hindered it from happening. So many of God's people are missing out because there's not much teaching about trust. So this is the thing. When the Lord say do something, that's the wisest place to use your faith. In the area of trust, in line with trust. This is why. When you trust Him and you act on what He said do, then He can finish what He was doing. He can start a process that's going to be a blessing. When you act on it by faith, it's going to work. And you're going to say, wow, you didn't see it coming. You didn't see what was going to happen. You did not know how this was going to work. You did what God said by faith. You were committed. You received what He said. You did what He said. And now it worked. And you got revelation about obedience. You found out that you can trust the trust. You can trust obeying God. You can trust Him. And you'll learn to appreciate the next step. See, just because you trust Him this time and it worked, one day this is going to be the past. Now it's going to become the past. And it's going to be time to trust Him all over again. And it's going to be no different. It's going to look like the same challenge. And you're going to say, well, hey, I didn't see that coming either. I didn't know it would work out like this. Sometimes the Lord guides you to do something and it will look to you like the whole thing just fell apart, fell to pieces, with beyond repair. And then you'll see the wisdom in it. What's going to happen next can make the difference. Reliance. I see a percentage of what God sees. No, that's not accurate enough. I see a fraction of what God sees. My knowledge and wisdom is, and what I'm going to do, the insight comparison is a fraction to what God sees. If I trust my way, I'm trusting a fraction of information. But if I trust Him, I'm using His knowledge, what He sees. That is valuable. It is a blessing to be guided by the Lord. With our fractional understanding, we can walk right into a trap and be destroyed. Or we can miss our best opportunities. We can walk right past them. David said that in Psalm 23, He leads me beside still waters, good waters, healthy waters, Not poisonous waters, they look good. Still waters. He was a shepherd. He understood sheep. Sheep only drink from still waters. And as a shepherd boy, he had to know how to find the still waters. He knew where they were. The sheep didn't know. They were thirsty. They had a fraction of insight, a fraction of information. Yeah, the sheep wouldn't know what David knew as a shepherd boy. They wouldn't know. But we don't know what God sees. We have a fraction of information. It took us a lot of effort to learn what we do know and trust. But faith looks to God. And looking to Him, we can do so much more. Our insight can be so much better. We can trust. We can learn to trust Him in a much greater way. That's why it's important to learn to trust Him. Trust is good. It's a blessing. As we trust the Lord and obey Him, we grow from glory to glory. Our insight, when we learn to appreciate and embrace trust, we start looking forward to the next time that the Lord say do something. And I know the Lord, He's a strategist. If you study the Word of God, He thought of everything. I remember Brother Horton taught about the barley harvest, then the wheat harvest. And he compared it to how, you know, the church is like the barley harvest. It comes up first. Then, see, the Jews, they're going to be saved too. God has a plan to save them. That's the wheat harvest. And then we got the grapes of wrath. That's a harvest too. He's harvesting the wicked to destroy them. This reference is also found in Isaiah chapter 5, the Lord's vineyard. He planted good grapes, but they were wild grapes, and He said we would do to destroy it. If we trust Him, our fractional insight can only go so far. It can impress men, but God knows the truth. The only way to get to your full destiny is to follow Him. He will take you there. And I've been preaching this message for years. And this is a hard message. This has been a hard message for people to receive. I saw visions and dreams. I talk about it on these broadcasts. What would have happened if people would have followed Him? With trust. They had the faith. These were miracle-working people. But they did some amazing things. They did a lot of good things. But see, when you stop trusting God, that's where your ministry will stay and remain. You'll remain on the level you attain. But the Lord is continuing forward. If you stop, He's going forward. And when pastors stop going forward, and the people that want to go forward, God will cause them to go on forward without Him, if He has to. You can't drag people around. How you gonna drag a grown person all over the place? They got a will. They gonna have to do their own walking. Go where God is going and the people will follow. Some will follow, some will not. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going to be seen following God, and people will realize it. When we don't follow God, our life don't work. There's a peace in relying on the Lord. You're not working. You're trusting His insight. And you don't have the pressure of trusting your... When people trust their own insight, there's a lot of pressure that's tied to it. You're working your brain, trying to figure out, trying to use the perfect words, and that's a you know, trying to figure out what people need and staying up late at night worrying. But when you follow God, a lot of problems are solved. My dad was a pastor. And, you know, trying to be a, you know, I didn't desire to be a pastor. But I would have done anything God said to do. If he was with me, I'd do it. People call in the middle of the night. They, you know, you preach your heart out and people don't always receive it. Then they go and get in trouble. Then they call you in their emergency, which now you can help them out, which is fine. But in following God, you have less trouble. You can be patient with people when they need you to be. He strengthens you. And he, you know, he led Henry Grover to people that was about to commit suicide. A friend of mine, Otis Berry, the Lord told him to go preach at a park with a bullhorn. And he went and preached, and a man came out and said, you know, I thank God for what you did. I was about to blow my brains out. If you, you know, what if Otis didn't trust God that day? He did what he was supposed to do. That's beyond the realm of tradition. Traditional ministers would have said, you should have been at your church that day. But he did what God gave him to do. Henry Grover was on his way to the radio station. The Lord woke him up much earlier and had him to go and minister to a guy that was going to kill himself. Trusting God can save lives. If this is something people have to learn. When God give you something to do, when he wake me up and show me a person at night, he'll show me what to pray for. And sometimes I pray in the Holy Spirit so he can do something for somebody. And sometimes I know what it is, sometimes I realize what it was. Trusting God. Not being wayward. Trusting his insight. I've got a wonderful little girl with special needs. I love her. She's my blessing. And I was praying for her mental health. You know, we won all the victories about her body, her physical needs. She's in perfect health. And she's not on any kind of medical medicines, just something for to calm her down a little bit, help her go to sleep. But her mental abilities, I wanted God to do a work in her mind, give her great mental capabilities. I don't just pray for things that just, I didn't say, Lord, just heal her mind. I said, Lord, bless her to be a scholar. That's what I was praying. That's how I know the Lord that way. He'll do it. And one night I broke through in prayer. Now I use the word broke through. That's an old term. I was determined to get this done. I earnestly prayed. And I said, I'm taking this blessing for my daughter. And she's going to have perfect mental capabilities. And the Lord stopped me. He said, right now I've got her. And when he said this, he said that the rapture is going to happen soon. He said, right now I've got her. And I stopped. Now I relied on his insight. I said, he sees something and he's helping me out. If he healed her mind, he sees something that may go wrong. She may get healed and have perfect balance in her mind. But teenagers, they go in and out of the kingdom all the time. They're not stable. But I don't know why he did this. Because he said the rapture's going to happen soon. And right now I've got her. I said, Lord, she's in your hands. I stopped my You know, I stopped. I trusted him. Now, this may not make sense to you, but if the Lord say that, I will rely on him. Jesus said, what good is it if a man gain the whole world and lose his soul? And this is my daughter. And I'm praying. And Lord, if he stopped, if he could have just easily done it. I had the faith. But he showed me an insight. I said, Lord, she's in your hands. And I'm trusting you. Now, if you can rely on the Lord, you're going to see a better result. We have fractional information. He's got perfect information. There's a great peace in relying on the Lord. He'll be able to do the surgery that's necessary. He'll be able to do the process of life. And you benefit from it. And people will know that it was God that did it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continually move in your life if you allow him. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.